Telling you it's her.
Ah, you're crazy.
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's impossible.
Is it? Or is it so possible that your head is spinning like a top?
It can't be.
Can it? Or is your entire world just crashing down all around you?
This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk.
This is Peter Cottontail for DNN News. The Blue Dog Banter hostage crisis has ended. Blue Dog Banter has podcasted, has done spoken rap theater, and Red Boy returned promptly spoken rap theater to Blue Dog Banter upon completion of their podcast. Red Boy was not immediately made available for comments, but we did manage to get a hold of Absolute Amy, who said, quote, "I'm very glad that this ended peacefully because Red Boy sucks at doing spoken rap theater." So apparently Absolute Amy is very happy to have this over. Red Boy, we assume, would be happy, and maybe this will end the battle between podcasts and the carnage. For DNN News, Peter Cottontail.
Oh, no. Go.
Coming to you from the dining room.
The dining room.
This is the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. Ooh. And now, smack dab from the middle of the cornfields of central Illinois.
Yeah.
Here is Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Please bring me my wine.
Welcome back to the Red Boy Podcast. Good evening to the listeners around the globe, as we know, and we'll get
or
to
good
later.
Morning
or good day.
Yeah,
welcome back, Amy. We
Hello.
Did bring you your wine. Thank you, Mr. Raymer, for that little added tweak to the Red Boy intro. I have another idea for next week, but I rebuilt the intro about four
well,
times.
I don't like the way this is sounding like. I mean, I have a glass of wine here. And mind you, what time is it at night? Like
it's
after 8 o'clock, and this is like my first glass of wine.
And all the children are snuggled up warm in their bed.
Well, one in the bed and
one on
the
couch. Because we're bad parents. But
no, because
that's a whole other podcast.
Yeah, that's a parenting podcast.
That is a parenting podcast, Amy. Would you like to talk about that?
No.
Yeah.
About what? What do you want to talk about? Our arguments today?
I don't really want to throw. I have a really happy cast coming
yeah,
up here. I really don't.
Why
want
don't we just like make that for show notes on another time where we're not so heated? We might actually get in an argument.
Yes,
again.
Let's just ask anybody who has children living on a single income. Let's know how you're doing it because we're trying to figure it out, or how to do it. I guess.
No, it won't. Well, we're going. Won't be one income. It'll be.
Let's quit while we're behind.
And a half income.
There you go. Or a half income. So yes, welcome back to the barely making it Red Boy Podcast. But yes, we are here Thursday because you asked today when do we podcast last.
I said, man, we haven't podcast in a while.
It's Thursday.
And he's like, we're doing it tonight.
And you know what? I realized, and you know, somebody please tell me if it is starting. Not the sound quality might still suck, but the quality of the general content is improving because I am actually spending more time putting it together. I know you're looking at me like, really?
I might as well
go back to not spending.
I would say, well, I'm glad someone does because I just go, oh, okay, let's go.
I know you do. But how do you think these little magical
moments happen?
I.e., let's say the hostage crisis.
It's over.
Is over.
Thank heavens.
And in all honesty, yes, it was just a little tongue-in-cheek playing around on Blue Dog Banter.
It
they
is.
Are our friends. We love
what
them.
What was it, DNN News?
Yeah, DNN. I don't know. You have CNN, so next letter would be DNN.
Oh, DNN. Okay, I was like, what is that supposed
and
to be?
And by Peter Cottontail. Thank you, Peter Cottontail, for that stellar live reporting from the field.
Well, I'm glad he took time out from the Easter egg.
Well, you know, Easter's a few months off.
Yeah.
He's not
so
really busy.
I didn't know he was a reporter in the off months.
He's got some free time, you know, him and Santa Claus.
He's got
Claus
a low
kick.
Voice, too. I expect it to be a little higher.
You think a rabbit would have a higher voice, wouldn't you?
He didn't sound so fluffy.
It sounds like he's like drinking a six-pack and got a cigar. That's Peter Cottontail.
And I did especially love the very beginning.
What?
With the Seinfeld thing
oh.
in the beginning. That was
yeah,
awesome.
That's
like one of my absolute favorite.
We've actually started to get
parts.
Back into Seinfeld, and that was on the other night. And I love TiVo because when I see something I want to throw on the show, I just pause it, rewind it, and grab the iRiver. So. But yes, the hostage crisis is over. Thank you, Banter, for... And if you don't get a chance, listen to Blue Dog Banter. they kind of pimped me because, like, yeah, you're doing it wrong. And I did not take over. You know, I'm a hostage taker. I'm not supposed to do it right. I'm supposed to get shot by the cops and, you know.
I'm glad that you gave it back.
Yes. And
that it's over, that they did the podcast. Thank you for doing a podcast because it was so bad.
I should have cut the clip out of their show because Scott goes, hey, and Red Boy, when your own wife says you suck, it's time to hang it up. So, excuse me, there you have
it. Anyways, that was fun.
So, but that hostage crisis is over.
So what are we doing tonight?
But there's a new one. Aaron is not really in it. There's a little feud between Air Ferg and Borderline.
Really?
But somehow strangely started by Aaron doing a... Ferg had a Bill Cosby impersonation. I don't know if it was Ferg or somebody doing it for him. But then Aaron left Borderline a voicemail as Bill Cosby doing a Puddin' Pop thing. So somehow this scaled out of control, and I have a little snippet. I think this is Danny. I apologize, Danny, if this is not you, but from Borderline. And this was one of the things that she had to say.
It's on now, bitch.
So I think they're ready to rumble. So
wow, that's harsh, especially for our G-rated cast that you keep making.
That's PG.
Okay, well, that's
I don't use the F-bomb, so we're all right for now. But so ours was friendly. I think Borderline's getting a little violent here.
Wow.
I'm glad they're separated by a few states.
Well, that's good.
And speaking of Borderline, they had their six-month podcast anniversary, so congratulations, Borderline.
Yeah, you sent them a little...
I said I don't have it readily available right now, but a little smooth love.
I think they played it
they
on
did
their,
play it on
their
show,
cast,
yes, of
yeah.
course. So if you listen to Borderline, you heard that stellar production by moi. And
can you spell that, moi?
M-wa. And so, yes, they turned 6 months. 6 months for us will be in October.
Wow.
I'll have to go back and look at the archives to see what the first... I think it was the 4th or 5th of May,
ooh,
something like that. And I am going to do a little flashback show.
That'll be my first week back to work.
Ooh, lucky Amy.
Yeah.
But we should have done this on our last show because actually most people probably downloaded it on September 1st. September 1st, do you know what that date was, Amy? Podcast... birthday.
Oh, yeah. You did that whole thing where you were on the computer.
Oh, yes. I went to the podcast party at the podcast pickle.
The big chat or something you were all doing.
And that was, I tell you what, you're like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to keep up. There was some fast typers. I could not keep up with half of it. But Ferg was on it. Or no, not Ferg. Who was it? I'm losing track of who I'm listening to. I think it was Ferg. Yeah, somebody. I think it was Ferg was on it till 1:30 in the morning, California time. So that would be like 3 in the morning for me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I was on it till I don't know, 8 or 9, till I started to go blind. And but no, it was fun. It was cool to talk to some different people, and good time had by all.
Yay.
Yay. So, all right, so anniversaries, birthdays. So that's our birthday anniversary bit for today's Red Boy podcast. Thanks for listening in. And next on my list. Oh, now while we're talking about other podcasts, actually, this is a whole podcast section. You know, you think I'd be able to cover up the fact that I'm reading my notes, but I don't, do I? On a more somber note, listen to check out Jawbones, jawboneradio.com, Jawbones last podcast. They did a really good New Orleans cast about the whole thing, and
a Katrina cast, probably.
Yeah, and they didn't take sides. It was just the only people they picked on was the media, and that's fine. That's not a big deal. So they did an excellent job. So if you get a chance, check them out. And guess what?
What?
The Outlaws have an outlaw girl now. The men have let a girl into the club.
Wow.
Welcome Shelly from Shelly's podcast. She is now an outlaw. Aaron wants to see if Len can put earrings on the cow skull on the picture. As long as we don't paint it pink, we'll be all right. But so, yes, we do have a girl, Shelly from Shelly's podcast.
Well, whoever said outlaw, you know, it's outlaw. Outlaw Josie Wales?
I thought Josie was that the woman? Was that a guy? Was that Jose Wales? I'm getting that confused with Jose Cuervo. My fault.
Annie, get your gun. Oh, she wasn't an outlaw. That was a musical.
Obviously, they had to tell her to go get her gun.
Annie, go get your gun.
Be an outlaw, damn it. But no, she is participating. And
that's wonderful.
And as usual, if you're a new podcaster, send us your podcast and we'll feature on the Podcast Outlaws. Or you can subscribe to the Podcast Outlaws. And there's all kinds of things to do at podcastoutlaws.com. As we are one of them, or two of them, I guess. What else is going on here, Amy? As I continue down my list, we did not win the pimpin' points from Aaron at BigShowRadio.com.
Darn it.
I think we came in. I think, actually, we may have tied with Shelly.
Mm.
We tied with somebody. I don't. I know Borderline won because they did. You know, the problem is Aaron. Like 2 days after we did our last show, he's like, "Yeah, you got a day left." I'm like, "I don't have time to put together a show, so I guess I just lose." And they were way ahead of us anyway. So
yeah,
I don't know what the prize was. I didn't hear what the prize was. Maybe there was no prize.
He said there was.
I don't know.
He said there was a prize.
So Borderlines, the winners of whoring themselves out.
They
won
the prize.
And we're only a runner-up hoe, so. Great.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, what else you got?
I did want to give a shout-out to Lurker Rick, who brought to our attention. He had emailed us.
He emailed me, and I didn't know it because the emails all go to you.
Exactly. Thank you, Rick.
So that is not fair. How am I supposed to know when my listeners are listening and they're wanting to converse with me, and I don't even know where they're at?
I take it back, Rick. Quit emailing. No, actually, Rick was very nice, and he corrected us after our last show because I said no, he's emailed your can't remember crap@redboypodcast.com.
And how
and
would
he,
I know?
He sent it back and says, well, look at the from address here, dumb ass.
Excuse me, will you please clean up your language?
And Rick didn't say that. He did not.
But he was probably thinking it.
Probably. Learn how to use your email there, not so smart guy. So, yes, thank you, Rick, for correcting me, and thank you again for being a lurker who's come out of the woodwork. We appreciate that. And other lurkers, we do invite you to listen. We know you're out there because we only hear from a few people, and we know more than a few are listening. Not many more, but a few. So we're looking for the other two to make five. So, anyway, where am I going now?
I don't know. Where are you going?
Poor transition. Oh, so Lurker Rick, thank you. And then we got a... A voicemail, I guess it would be a MP3 voicemail attachment email. So, okay, email the voicemail from Tom in Australia. Now, Tom, if that is your name, no.
No, we went to his website.
He does have a website. At first, we're like...
I thought it was a joke.
We thought it was Pete from Illinois. And who knows? It may still be. But no, he has a legitimate website that actually is updated. It's not something somebody put together in 5 minutes. Because we were actually floored that anybody...
In Australia would be listening to
actually,
us.
We were floored that anybody was listening, period, let alone in Australia. So the fact to have, you know, Australia and listening and emailing and with voicemails, and it did make sense because it would cost a lot to call from Australia to a Seattle phone number, which is the voicemail number. So here's how... And I'll stop a little bit through here and you'll understand why we were kind of suspicious at first. So here's the beginning of this from Tom.
G'day, Red Boy. G'day, Amy. My name's Tom, and I'm from Australia.
Okay, right there, Tom. We started becoming a little leery because we're like, I'm from... Now, we're not trying to pick on you, Tom, but we're just
no,
like...
No, I think it's great.
Yeah, like,
I was just like, when, no, oh, wait, somebody's right. making fun. Someone's going to try to make us think that it's the crocodile hunter or something.
Yeah.
And
so we're a little leery in the beginning.
I'm a lurker, and I'm sending an international voicemail. An international voice email, which is cheaper.
Which there I'm saying, okay, now he knows, you know, obviously it's more expensive and those type of
things. That's cool.
It's the little details. It's the little details I don't think Pete from Illinois would have known.
Yeah. I've only been listening to a couple of shows, but already I'm a massive fan.
And that was another thing. I'm surprised we'd have a massive fan. But again, Tom, we appreciate it. And we
I love the fact that we now have a massive fan.
Tom may be our first massive fan.
I know.
Maybe our only massive fan. And we're glad to have him. Hold on. And he continues.
The other day, I was telling some of my friends about the Red Boy podcast. And it went a little something like this.
And there's a little pause in here. And here's what he did.
G'day world, Aussie Tom here. You know, when I'm not wrestling crocodiles or keeping the dingoes off the veranda, I like to settle down and listen to the Red Boy podcast. You know what? You can too. Just go to www.redboypodcast.com. It's as simple as that. And take it from me, it's true blue podcasting.
See yous later.
So there we go.
I love it. I just think it's so great.
So that's a good day from Tom. Tom?
I love it.
You know what? If you really are from Australia and that really is you, thank you very, very much.
If we're making a big fool of ourselves, like talking about you, then okay, and well, whatever. We don't care because we're really gullible people anyway. So
if it's Pete from Illinois, bite me. But I do think.
No, we love
but
it.
Based on his website, I do think Tom really is. I apologize, Tom. We are just taken aback because we never thought we would even make it to Canada, let alone Australia. So
absolutely.
Very cool.
So I think that's really cool.
You know, we're global.
Because we got to meet, when we were in China, a gentleman at the, when we were at the...
Who was not from Australia.
Yes, he was.
Oh, which one?
The one gentleman. He was a grandpa, and he was traveling. He flew to Hong Kong, and he came up and talked to us about Maggie, and he was on his way to see his grandkids
in England.
Yes. And then they were going to holiday, which I love. That's my favorite. Holiday in France.
I want to go on holiday.
I love that. I don't think we should call in America vacations anymore. They should be, we're going on holiday. I love it.
Because then you can do holiday, you know, row.
Well, yeah, but when you say holiday, it's just so...
I'm going on. But it's the accent that does it. I'm going on holiday.
No, it's just relaxing. When you say vacations, like...
Whatever.
It's like, okay, I'm going on vacation.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. We really diverted there.
That's fine.
But
thank you, Tom.
Yes, so we're excited. Okay. Yay, thanks, Tom.
So speaking of...
Send us more...
Yeah, please, Tom. Yes.
Email, whatever.
We need
voicemail through email.
We need a Australian DNA test to prove you're from Australia.
He needs to, like, sign up for Skype.
Oh, there you go, Tom.
Because
if he signed up
for Skype, he could...
I would love to Skype, do an interview. Of course, we'd have to do it like... One of us would have to be asleep and...
No, we could do it just like we did... I think they are further. I don't know, last week
I think in China.
I'd have to go look at the international dateline again. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
we could figure that out.
We'll let Amy.
Tom should email us and ask if he's interested. We should try to.
Okay. We'll let Amy go figure out her time zones by herself. But from what the hell did you say last week? We had talked about some people that we thought were in different songs, and one of those people was Greg Knight, who we thought was a fictitious person. Like, who the hell is Greg Knight? Well, apparently.
Yes, this is actor Greg Knight. Somebody informed me, it was actually my publicist, that you were talking about me on your podcast. Again, this is Greg Knight. You might remember me from such infomercials as Tree Swing for Adults or One I'm Not Too Proud of, the Coffee Enema Filter. Also did a documentary for the corn industry called New Uses for Corn Cobs. Anyway, I'd really like to get a copy of that to find out what you were saying about me. Again, Greg Knight here. Thank you.
So there is a Greg
Knight.
There is
a Greg Knight. So, you know what? That whole grade 9 thing you're saying, I was right.
It is.
It's Greg Knight.
I think it's a misprint on the Bare Naked Ladies Gordon album. It is not grade 9. It is Greg Knight. It was him. They were in school together, and now Greg Knight's famous from, you know, the new uses for the corn cob and the coffee enema filter or coffee filter.
Yeah, that he wasn't too proud of that, though.
Well, and then we had Our Lips Are Sealed, and one of the choices was I'm Ron Popeil.
Oh, yeah.
And then look who calls in.
Hi, guys. Ron Popeil here. I heard you're talking about my infomercials. Yeah, I'd like to send some prizes over to give away on the podcast, maybe one of my dehydrators or rotisserie. And I got something for you, Matt, a case of my hair in a can. I heard you might need that. Okay, be in touch later. Ron Popeil.
Yeah, don't enjoy that too much, Amy. Yes. Thanks, Ron, and kiss my furry white booty. Hair in a can. I'll give you hair in a can.
That was one of the best infomercials ever. Do you remember that? That was great.
Yes. Spray paint your head. Just take the shine off. And
that was great.
Yeah. So thanks, Ron Popeil. I'll be looking for my food dehydrator and my
Never
hair.
Never did I think that I'd need that in my life.
A hair in a can or a food dehydrator?
Hair in a can.
You don't, Amy. You still do not need a hair in a can. You need husband hair in a can is what you need.
I know. Just keep rubbing that lotion on it. It'll grow back.
You know, I'm not even going to go down that road. I've rubbed a lot of things in my days and none of it ever grew, so I don't know what the point is. So.
Okay, let's move on.
Before I move on to things that you can't interrupt, do you have anything that you want to...
Sorry.
You don't?
No, good. That's funny.
Okay, let's let Amy get over her giggles here of the hair in the can.
No, I really enjoyed that part of the show tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. I'll just be quiet.
Bye. I have to leave. Just
bye.
Quit laughing at me.
Okay.
Okay, Amy, should I give away the trade secret of pause?
I love pause.
Please bring me more wine.
No.
I know.
It was since you were up getting your beer.
Since you was. All right, well, now it's time for...
Said that. I pay my dues time after time. I've done
welcome to What the Hell Did They Say? It's a show where you guess...
Oh, crap, that wasn't the right part. We'll get to What the Hell Did They Say in a minute. I wanted this one instead. Coming soon to a podcast near you is What the Hell Did They Say? Let's do this first.
Access denied. It's time for a Red Boy exclusive.
What in the hell kind of podcast are you running over here?
What's some other stuff I say?
It's called Raymer's Random Rants.
What's some other stuff I say?
He just might be a little crazy.
You ever notice that rednecks don't need an excuse to party?
No. Not talking to you.
Who the hell do you think I'm talking to?
But sometimes he just might make some sense.
I'm talking to myself.
Who the hell knows?
I certainly don't.
I'm just a guy with too much time on my hands, okay? It's called Raymer's Random Rants.
Hey, let's go talk to this drunk.
Are you drunk right now? I'm not either.
Let me have a sip of my Diet Pepsi. How you like that?
I just love voicemail. Did I mention he might be a little crazy?
I don't know, but I've been told. Yeah.
I have 3 kids and 2 hairs left. Which one's going first? It's called Raymer's Random Rant. Did I mention this? I just love voicemail.
Oh, yes. This week on Raymer.
I love that. That's hysterical. I think that's it. I don't think we have to do anything, do we?
Well, no, because I asked him to do an intro, and a minute later, he loves to talk about himself, I guess. So
I love it.
So, actually, I think I had about 10 minutes worth of random rants.
Oh, man.
And the sad thing is, I cut it all down, and I was all done editing it, and I exported it, and I'm like, well, I don't need the master file, and then it didn't work. So I had to start all over again. So this week in Raymer's Random Rants, we talk a little Star Wars sound effects, then we go off to coffee, and then I think he puts Kahlua in his coffee, because you'll see where this goes. We'll leave the mics open if you care to comment, Amy.
Okay.
Why do you keep telling people to push a fax? Have you ever gotten a fax from anybody? I just want to know that. Have you ever gotten a fax?
No.
Push pound if you want to send a fax. One of these days, I'm going to send both of you a fax that's going to be in my ass on a copy machine. How do you like that? I don't know. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. You ever watch Star Wars? Yeah. Chewbacca. My son loves it when I do this. We're now going to do Chewbacca for you. Ready? Here I go. All right, son. That was me. Now he's going to do it. Go ahead.
I can't do it right now.
Yes, you can. That was great. Do it again. Okay, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
What would you do if I didn't start speaking at the tone?
Be glad.
Would it hang up on me?
I hope so.
Oh, for God's sake. A Keebler truck is back. That bastard is following me. I'm not kidding. I'll even give you the license number. Yep. Illinois. Ah, you bastard.
Take the S off, jackass.
The elves are after me. I guess I'll have to eat them.
Good morning to you. 7:40, 20 before 8 o'clock. Chad, I'm here in a major city in California. And I'm crossing a 6-lane highway during rush hour. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, Matt.
Whatever.
You don't have to use all these. I'm just ranting, you know.
But I did still.
Like everything. I just want, my goal is to fill your inbox on here. Do you have a limit on this? Your voicemail. I'm going to Starbucks. I don't know what I'm going to have. I haven't finished my coffee, though. You know what? Let me call you back.
Going to Starbucks with coffee already.
You getting tired of me calling?
Yes.
I want him to get a chai latte.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Yeah, I'm at Starbucks. Yeah. I just finished my Heather coffee, so I'm going to get another one.
What the hell's a Heather coffee?
And, yeah.
Queer, drink regular.
I don't know. Let's do blending this morning. Breakfast blend. That's what I'm going to have.
That's a good one.
I wouldn't
crazy.
Know.
It's not as busy this morning as it was yesterday.
I don't care.
Yeah. I'm going to go to sleep.
He's boring himself.
What is that all about? Hi.
Those
I'm
going to
have
good.
A breakfast blend, please. All right, I've ordered my coffee. Will you say hi to my friend? Say I'm Starbucks.
Hi, I'm Starbucks getting your coffee right now.
There you go, see? All right, I'll see you. Bye.
Almost live from the Red Corn World Headquarters, also known as his massage parlor. It's Red Corn. Yay! Hi, Matt and Amy. It's Red Corn. I was wondering if you could cross-promote my show. Maybe we could get a little cross-promotion going. The Red Corn and Red Boy podcast, huh? What do you say? I was just thinking about that. That would be awfully delicious. Wouldn't it be yummy? Red Corn, that's me. I have a theme song. You ready? Here it goes. Red Corn, that's me. I know I sound like a homosexual. I'm not. No, I'm not a homosexual.
You're nuts.
I'm just a guy that's in touch with his feminine side.
That's quit me. Touching.
Red Corn, yeah. How do you like that?
I
well, maybe
you
could
funny.
Use a little work, but we'll see about that, okay? Bye-bye, sweeties. You think that last message was a little too much there, Red? May upset your Midwestern sensibilities? I hope not. Maybe your listeners will. I don't know. I just don't want to upset you people.
You people.
You know, being in the cornhole. I mean the corn belt. If I say that out loud, oh hell. Goodbye, sweeties.
So you see where I truly think the Kahlua kicked into the coffee somewhere.
No, I think he was on a caffeine high.
Well, since he was drinking coffee
and
on his way to get
then,
coffee.
And then he's sitting there, he sounds like Liberace.
That's who he's, I
that's
was like, who
sounds
the hell
like Liberace.
Hello.
Red Guard.
That, it sounded like, what is that lady from, on Golden
oh,
Pond?
Yeah, that's it. Catherine Hepburn and slash Liberace.
A gay Catherine Hepburn. A male gay
no,
Catherine Hepburn.
No, it's a it's a Liberace with a Hepburn accent. It was hysterical. That was so funny. I love it.
Yeah, and you got the corn tie-in, and you know, and then he has, you know, we had Greg Knight call in with uses of the corn
Knight.
Cob. I mean,
I know. You know, we hey.
I know.
Don't make fun of the corn.
Don't make fun of the corn.
The fields are not looking very good in McLean County.
Amy, are you ready for game show time?
Is it game show time?
It could be game show time if you would like it to be.
Okay. What?
Said that.
I pay my dues. Time after time.
Welcome to What the Hell Did They Say? It's a show where you guessed it, What the Hell Did They Say?
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blam. Ali, keep on bum, bam. Take the mind, say that I'm a stormy, stab somewhere down the lane.
Sit back, relax, and play along as Red Boy and Absolute Amy take you through What the Hell Did They Say? Right here on the Red Boy Podcast.
Even know what he says. Roses smell of colitis? Yeah, that's bad. So, welcome to What the Hell Did They Say for... What the hell is today? September 8th, 2005. RedBoyPodcast.com. Anyway, we're going to have to actually... I realized as I was loading these, one of them didn't load, so we'll cross that bridge when we get there, won't we, kids? The first song for this evening. Amy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
It is Dixie's Midnight Runners. Come on, Eileen.
All right.
Let's take a listen, shall we?
I love this one.
Okay.
I have no clue.
All right, let's listen to one more time, just to be sure, because it kind of started sudden. Ready? Okay, well, you obviously know the end part is Come on, Eileen. Is the
you
is
just it, always mumbled that whole song? You go nah, bah, bah, nah, bah, 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 bah,
and then all of a sudden it's come on, Eileen. I swear what I mean.
Okay, go
okay.
ahead.
Okay, so is it you fill that dress? Oh, excuse me. Welcome to Red Boy Can Read. No wonder I wasn't any good at spoken rap theater. You fill that dress, I thought like a vest, but you're dirty. You in that dress, my thoughts, I confess, verge on dirty. You in that dress, my thoughts must confess, poor John Doherty. Or you, I undress, oh, I thought I knew best, you are dirty. Now hold on.
I don't... You know what I think they say? Oh, in that dress, look at your breasts.
Wow, I wish that would have been one of my choices. I really wish I would.
I think dirty. That's what I thought they said, but we'll go ahead. And...
No. And I did. I kind of thought it was the poor John Doherty.
Go ahead. What is it?
Now,
what is it?
You in that dress, my thoughts must confess, verge on dirty.
Oh, okay.
Listen to it back, see if you hear it. Oh, yeah, that makes more sense than doing something to your breasts.
Oh, in that dress. Look at your breasts. I don't know. Verge on dirty.
Yes, not poor John Doherty. So there you go.
I like that one.
Yes, that was actually...
I love that song. That is like the ultimate
'80s song. I totally stumbled across that. I do love that song.
You know, you put on your little bib overalls and you roll them up, and the next thing you know, and you're doing that little kick dance from the '80s with the...
And, believe it or...
You roll it up, and then you put that little cute hat on, and you're there.
Well, Amy, this is the part
where... punk that hair way up.
Welcome to Ozone Depletion with Amy.
I'm sorry. I showed you that 80s picture I found.
Yeah, I know.
The big, big hair.
You were a groovy girl, weren't you?
I had big hair in the 80s.
Not the whore-like groovy girl dolls I have now, but that 80s groovy
girl.
Okay.
Those are Bratz dolls. The groovy girls are okay.
Sorry,
it's the Bratz ones with the big lips whores. And the...
Big eyes and the makeup and all
those
slutted
dolls.
Up. Whores hanging around the men, folks.
Shh, let's move on.
Okay, next song on the podcast is tonight... Let's see. This one, you might know this one off the top of your head, Amy, but let's just try it. There's a naked inside my head. Oops, hold on.
Okay, that didn't work. Are you fading out before it even starts?
No, that was all it was. That was a part.
There's a naked inside my head. There's an aching inside my head?
Well, the choices are... There's Clay Aiken inside my head.
Hey, there's that one goes out to my friend Laura.
There's an acorn inside my bed, dancing naked inside my head, or there's an aching inside my head.
I think it's I'm an aching inside
Gee,
your
what
head.
Do we think it is? There's an aching inside my head. Okay, well, as I throw that one away, thanks for playing along with the...
I guess I need to hold it. I thought this was part to see if I could get any of them.
Well, apparently you got it. Thanks for playing along, Amy. The hell did they apparently know? I know what he's going to do.
I'll try not to do that next one.
Just pretend you know what it is.
I know. I'd be wrong. You'd
be inventive with something.
I did on this one, and I tried. That's what they were saying, but I would always... Oh,
okay, next.
Come on,
stop. Singing songs about Southland. I'm in Alabama once
again, and I think it's the same. Yes. I won't say anything because I know the words to that.
You know all the words?
I think I know the words of that.
Okay.
One.
Is it singing songs about the subway? I miss my whole... And I think the first part most people know. Hold on. Let me play just the first part. Here we go. Hold on. Singing songs about Southland. Okay. They have some things like singing songs about the subway.
No.
Singing songs about the South flag. And then singing songs about the subway. It's singing songs about...
The Southland.
The South, yeah. Singing songs about the Southland. Now, the next part's the tricky part. I'm a Southland, once again, and I think it's the same. Okay, so the second part is, I miss my whole family once again. Or, I guess I only have two choices. I miss my whole family once again, or I miss Alabama once again.
I think I miss my whole family. Alabama.
I thought that would be obvious once I said Alabama, Sweet Home Alabama. I miss Alabama.
Well, I don't know.
I'm not sure if Alabama's a word. But yes, you're right. Or no, you're not right. You were wrong.
So I don't know the words to that song. See, I didn't ruin it this time. See?
My goal is to stump you, Amy.
Well, it doesn't take much, does it?
No, just a... No. Whatever I was going to say started with the word stiff, and I just stopped there. Let's just say stiff drink.
Okay, what are we going to do?
Okay, we only have one more. And next time
I want more.
I know.
I love this bit.
I know. Next time, and I didn't get time in my preparation. Next time what we're going to do is we're going to do five. We'll do four we play on the air. And the last one we'll just play.
And they could win a prize. I don't know what that prize would be.
We have chopsticks left.
No, that's no fun. I want to do something. I'll come up with something.
But I want to put something out where, we're going to just play it. And then you have to submit either an email or log on and tell us what they said.
It could be a photo of us.
Well, that's a sure way to tank any traffic we'd ever see.
We'll send them a little photo.
Poor Tom in Australia would quit listening. Okay. Amy, I will give you, and I don't even have it, but I will find it. I'll go rob a bank. I will give you $1,000,000.
Oh, man. You tell Luke this all the time, so I know it's not going to.
You'll never get this.
Okay. All right.
You don't know it?
I don't know reggae.
It's English, though.
I don't know something about England.
Well, you got one word, which is about the same only word that I got, too, was England. Because a woman, this is tech a trip, which I assume would be taking.
Why do you always do this stuff? I don't know this. How am I That's not even real words.
Because a woman take a trip, she coming from England. But I don't hear that. Okay, I do. To satisfy her soul, knows she what a man. But is Shabba Rankin, which his name is Shabba Rank. I don't want to be Shabba Rankin, but Shabba Rank, she buck upon. This has turned into spoken rap theater.
I don't think we need to. This could turn.
A Gwaine Mech. Okay, you're right. These aren't words. How are you supposed to know what they're saying when they're not words? She explodes just like a bomb every hour, every minute, every second.
I don't think we should play this.
Let's see if you hear this.
I don't think that we should be playing this on our podcast.
I think it could be
bad. I think that's dirty.
It could be dirty. Oh, you know what? Speaking of dirty.
Oh, Matt, will you stop it? My family could be listening to this. Knock off.
Well, if they could figure out how to send an email, I don't think they're going to get onto this. Amy.
Yes.
Well, we need a news. We need a... It's time for news.
It's time for news? All right.
Do you want to read some news?
I don't know.
I'm going to save the one from China first. Here. I'll let Amy read. This is the Red Boy PSA for drinking and walking. Read this one, Amy.
Okay, do you want me to read the title of it?
Actually, I want you to hold on 1 second. So, Amy, please, you start with our first news story. This is the Red Boy PSA for drinking and walking, I guess.
But it's titled Drunk Woman Dies in Cemetery Accident.
But there's a lesson to be learned.
There is a lesson. This is in Brussels, Belgium.
Okay. As you read, be sure the mic stays near your mouth. Sorry about that, people.
Okay. The 33-year-old was on her way home from a bar in Belgium town of Poulet. I don't have my glasses on. Sorry.
Poulet. I don't know.
In the early hours on Saturday when she took a shortcut through the cemetery.
Okay, first, shortcuts when you're drunk. We've done this before at a Jimmy Buffett concert.
I wouldn't go through a cemetery.
Well, yeah, okay.
But she urgently needed to relieve herself and crouched down between two gravestones.
So she's got to pee, and she's holding on.
As she lost her balance, she grabbed one of the stones, which gave way and landed on top of her. The public prosecutor's office said she died of suffocation as she was unable to lift the heavy stone.
Well, like a drunk...
Oh, my goodness. Would that be just... awful.
So you die drunk.
Oh,
in
my
goodness.
Yeah. Can you imagine the terror? That would be so awful. Well, she probably passed out.
You know, you had a great night
out. You know what? She probably, honestly, she probably passed out and just suffocated. She probably didn't feel anything.
Well, it's a good thing that's Belgium, because the United States, her family would sue the the people installing those. Because I wouldn't think a gravestone would fall over quite that easy.
If it was old.
But how big would it have to be to suffocate you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If she was...
All right, but if you, if you're,
Matt, those are... Some of them are pretty big.
Hey, let's play CSI. All right. A woman to relieve herself would need to be in a squatting position.
Yeah, so she's down there like
this. So you're
this.
Down about 3 foot high, right?
She's squatting. She's got one hand here and one hand here. Or she has one in the front and maybe kind of like in the back like this.
Okay, but my point is she's down low, so she's not exactly holding on like a 6 foot statue.
Yeah, but still, she loses her balance, so she like grabs onto it. It's old. Things are old in Belgium, not like here.
I don't. I'm pretty sure I'd be able to at least squeeze out. I mean, it's not going to be like literally.
That's
directly
what I'm saying. She might have been very, very intoxicated.
I'm thinking, yes.
I think we're spending too much time.
Okay, so there you go. So there's our PSA from the Red Boy podcast.
Yeah, don't drink and walk and go into a cemetery and try to relieve yourself.
I'm going to save the best story for last.
Okay, go.
Go, Red Boy, go.
What is it?
This is somebody who's way too involved with their car over their child. In July, what are you doing? It's just, Amy, it's just the movie. It's over. Why do you want to watch Spider-Man? I would like to have one podcast.
Have we been podcasting that long?
No, I've been podcasting 40 minutes. But we've paused a few times to do things, so. It's not over.
Well, it can't be over. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Why do you care? Your son's... Oh, my Lord. All right, so I'm going on with the news.
I really love Spider-Man.
I know. So this Spider-Man, is
Spider-Man, you know, with great responsibility.
Shut it.
With great, what
Shut
is it?
It? With great power comes great responsibility.
With great power comes great responsibility.
In July, firefighters, and my goal was to make this only 45 minutes.
Okay, well, you just go then. Jeez, why don't let me hold you.
It's going to be longer, so you know, if you want to hit stop. In July, firefighters in Stamford, Connecticut, had to break a car window against the owner's wishes to rescue her 23-month-old son.
Trash.
So she locks her, this lady's 40, Susan Silverstein. No, that's my story to read. 42, locks her keys in her car.
Yes. She's a 23-month-old child.
It is 88 degrees outside, and he's in there for 20 minutes. Sidecar's easily got to be 100 degrees. She's implored the firefighters to let her go home and get a spare key so they wouldn't have to damage her Audi A4.
You know what? She's trash. She's got money. She's white trash with money.
So guess what happens to her?
I don't know.
She was charged with reckless endangerment.
Good. And you know what? I wish they would take her child away from her.
Yes. On the same theme of... Well, this is not even on the same theme. This is a recurring theme, actually. It's been 13 years. Remember the famous person who sued McDonald's for the coffee being too hot?
Oh, yeah.
13 years ago, that was settled. It was $2.9 million verdict against McDonald's. But they actually reduced the damages later to only $640,000, which is a pretty decent price for a cup of coffee. But then in August, filed a lawsuit after her 6-year-old daughter was burned over 80% of her body by coffee. And they claim it was unreasonably hot. But here's the kicker. Even though the actual injury this time occurred when a 79-year-old customer carrying the coffee collided with the girl on his way to the condiment counter.
Why wouldn't they just sue the 70-year-old?
Well, what the hell is a 79-year-old going to have? McDonald's has got more money.
I know, but, you know, this is crap. So, I mean, I feel sorry for that child.
Well, you know what? If they lower the temperature of the coffee, everyone's going to be bitching the coffee's too cold.
Don't serve coffee at McDonald's.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Not after that.
Or maybe don't serve it to 79-year-olds.
I don't know. Offer to carry it to their table.
Okay.
Go.
We need palate cleansing music.
That's music?
Okay. Are you cleansed?
I didn't. That's not enough of that song.
All
for
does
me.
Is daylight come and me.
I know. I love it because then I start thinking about what's that movie that, what's that movie?
The views expressed by Absolute Amy do not necessarily reflect those of Red Boy, the Red Boy Podcast, Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, or Redcorn Industries LLC.
Okay, now you can continue.
Now, what's that movie?
What the hell?
That they sing that day.
Beetlejuice.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, quick snapping.
I love that.
Wow.
I love that movie. At the end where they're all dancing and they're like floating.
I know podcasting is amateur radio, but I don't want to be considered an amateur podcast because then I'm an amateur.
Well, I'm sorry because I'm very amateur. Amateur.
So.
Go.
This is a Chinese story, Amy. Okay. So I can't read. It's all in China. No.
Okay. Go. And luckily, about the drugs.
Luckily we went to southern China because in northeastern China, there was a restaurant that advertised tiger meat dishes.
Oh, great.
Was then found to be selling donkey flesh marinated in tiger urine.
Oh.
That would explain my steak I had in southern China.
Oh, so that was actually caribou.
Caribou.
No, dog marinated in caribou.
Donkey pee or something. I don't know. So this restaurant, located beside the something tiger reserve.
Oh, gross.
Advertised stir-fried tiger meat with chilies for $98.
U.S. dollars? Or
yes, this is in U.S. They've translated U.S. According to this, it's U.S. dollars.
That'd be a lot of money in Chinese dollars.
I'm not going to spend 98 U.S. dollars, and I'd be really pissed if it was donkey meat and tiger piss. Why would you want
to do that to a tiger? Anyways,
well,
but
they also
it's donkey.
They had
anyways.
Liquor flavored with tiger bone for $74.
Oh, that, why?
Raw meat was priced at $864 per kilogram. No way I saw in China could afford that. But, you know, I mean, you'll be happy to know, the sale of tiger parts is illegal in
exactly.
China. Selling donkey meat is not illegal. And is widely consumed.
Oh, good God, I think you ate donkey.
I think I had Eeyore. I had Eeyore for dinner.
Not Eeyore. Don't say Eeyore. I love Eeyore.
Yes. So, yeah, because what they did was when they went after him, they said, we're going to arrest you because officers shut down the restaurant only to be told by the owner.
No, it's donkey.
Yeah, that the meat was actually donkeys.
So do they arrest him
with
for
tiger
fraud?
Urine. No, flavored with tiger urine to give the dish a quote-unquote special tang. Well, no crap.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, that's a special tang.
That rates right up there with the the food God. Story. So, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm really glad we ate the way we did.
I may have very well had donkey, though.
Just give me fried rice.
I was happier.
Take fried rice and sweet and sour stuff.
I was happier thinking it was caribou, Amy.
I'm sorry, babe.
I don't know.
Can you play that again?
You want me to play that again just for you before we go? Sorry about the long intro.
That's it.
The Red Boy Podcast came on.
You don't even have the song. I wish you had the whole thing.
Well, you know, I'm trying to avoid prosecution on every turn.
I know.
All right, Amy. Welcome to the end of this painfully long listener podcast. I'm sure the listeners
It's painfully long. I had fun. I don't know.
I'm sure our listeners bailed out about... it's 47 right now. I'm sure they bailed out about 46 minutes ago. Probably. Amy.
If they did, they missed a really good show.
Amy, it's time for your pop quiz.
Okay.
Let's see. We're going to mix it up here.
Oh, God.
We'll start with a hard one. Do you know our Skype address?
I have no idea.
Ask Aaron, he knows.
Is it Skype 3?
You're close. Red Boy 3. Oh. It's all themed around the idea of the podcast here.
Oh, Red Boy 3. I got the 3.
So you're doing.
Why is it still 3? We have 4 in our family now.
Well, because
I'm sick of this. You're going to have to switch these 3 things to 4.
Because everybody knows I'm Red Boy 3. Anyway.
Okay, go on.
What's your email address so that
Amy
Rick
at redboypodcast.com
or
can't remember crap at redboypodcast.com.
You're right. Now what's mine? Should be obvious.
Redboy at redboypodcast.com.
Oh my God. Oh
my gosh, we're almost at our 6 month.
Okay, there will be definitely a glitch between there because software crashed again. So, but anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, last thing you had to guess was, well, the website's obviously redboypodcast.com.
And then the phone number, which I don't know.
206-888-GEEK. 206-888-4335, I think. I don't have a phone for him.
888-GEEK.
I don't know. If you don't know it, call Raymer at Madtown Aces.
888-GEEK.
I'm a 888-GEEK.
206-888-GEEK.
Giddy up. All right, well, before this crap crashes on me again, and I have to try and paste this sorry-ass excuse for a podcast back together, we're going to run. Amy?
Bye.
And I am Red Boy. And I am out.
You're out.
I'm out. And it's double A and I can't pause. We're out again. Hey, this is Red. Forgot to mention, we got a little mashup here I'm going to throw out that is cut off of the mashup podcast I listen to. Amy's still here. She's not listening. But it's actually kind of a mashup shout out to... you can listen because I found out when I unplugged the headphones, it doesn't work. It's actually a mashup dedicated to New Orleans and the Hurricane Katrina and all the evacuee survivors and all that from down there. So give to the Red Cross to do whatever you can to help those and take a listen to this. We'll see you later.
I just don't know. I just don't know.
Pull up the pole. Let's go.